Fight, ready, go!
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to episode 118 of To Be Starts Live. He's Tim.
And he is Ray. It's been a while, Ray.
What was the reason we couldn't do one, actually?
You were gone.
Oh, yeah, I was gone.
That's and right. I was tending to a wife recovering from surgery, so...
Well, is everything better with you guys?
Things are good, except now Lily's sick, so, you know, again, I'm being a neglectful father. My sick daughter.
Wasn't it the last time, like, we were getting close to the end of the podcast, and you could hear her start crying, so you just turned off her monitor?
Yeah, exactly.
And then Sarah came in at that moment.
She's like, she's awake! I'm like, yeah, the audio's off. I mean, I knew that. She's like, what? How long has that been going on? I'm like, oh, just a couple minutes. She's like, yeah, sure.
See, I think we need to have you and Sarah's arguments on the show.
Wait, what do you mean? What arguments?
I'm sorry. There are none. You're the role model I look up to, Tim.
That's right, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Hey, we've got a lot of stuff to go over.
Yeah, golly.
So what do you say we get down with the news?
Let's get down. What did I say last time that you hated so much? I don't remember, but anyway.
Drop it like it's hot. Good grief.
That Ray hates all those pop culture phrases that make it into animated films. And that's like, that's one that you'd see in a Shrek movie, you know?
Well, yeah, but the thing is, like, you, like, if someone sets it up, you want to make it funnier by doing something different than what you expect it will be. You know, like, I was at, like, an improv comedy night thing, right?
Yeah.
And like, oh, hey, we're going to do, like, one word each person, you know? And so I'm listening to them, and it's like, I am the greatest man in the world. And I'm like, really? In the world? That's how you finished it? Like, I felt like booing at that moment. Like, they're my friends too. I'm like, boo. You're the worst thing in the world. Get off stage.
Well, I guess this week we're going to drop the news like it's peanut butter. How about that?
Wow. You have a lot to learn, Tim.
It's been 2 weeks, so it's kind of been hard to figure out what are the key things that we need to talk about in the news. But there were quite a few big games in the last couple weeks. God of War 3 came out. We had Metro 2033 getting good reviews. The new Pokemon, Heart Gold and Soul Silver.
Well, I mean, Heart Gold and what was it? Soul Silver?
Soul Silver.
I think those are remakes of a previous Pokemon game.
Yeah, I think, yeah, probably, yeah. I can't keep track, man.
I know, there's too many generations. Poor Noah. You know, my friend Grady showed me the game, because if you read my Pokemon Pearl review, I freaking went off on the terrible touch interface design problems. And so he was showing me, hey, look, the menu system's all reworked to actually work with the stylus for a change. I'm like, oh, good. But, like, Pokemon still suffers that problem of, like, these simple little sprites that move around, you know? It's like,
Yeah. Can
we not get a few frames of animation for every Pokemon? Come on, you know, it attack. Like, the other thing is it reads it off. It's like, Ray, use leaf attack. And it's like, whoosh, 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 whoosh. And then the guy gets hurt.
Yeah, why do we need to see that?
Then the life bar drops down. It's like, the attack hurt the Pokemon. I'm like, why do you need to tell me everything one step at a time? Like, I can see it. Just do it all at once. Like, this is not the Game Boy anymore. Like, I understand that on the old, old system. Okay, it makes sense. Now it's like, let's update it, you know?
It's sad that Pokemon is still one step above a text-based adventure, you know? I mean, because it really could be, right?
I don't know. Mafia Wars might catch up any second.
Right, right. Well, the last big release, Final Fantasy 13, was released about a week and a half ago. Apparently it's the fastest selling Final Fantasy game in history, and I think that has to do with it being a dual console release, probably the first one that's done that.
And now, what have the critical reviews been saying about that?
A lot of reviews are like, this game got amazing after 20 hours.
Wow.
I used to love, you know, Final Fantasy 7 is still one of my top probably three games ever,
and I still use it for toilet paper, but go ahead.
And I probably, you know, sunk 70, 80 hours into that thing in high school. But to think that not even all of the menu options are released after 6 hours is just, I'm like, I am staying away from this game. There's no point in beginning.
Like, you'd look on the back of Transformers boxes and they have like the difficulty meter.
Yeah.
And
it's
like
from one,
just have that, but like a lily meter on the back of the game. You know, like how horrible your daughter will be when she grows up because you play this game.
The scale should go from happy to dead, right? I mean, because.
Well, not dead, just, you know.
Well, because of the neglect, right?
I learned everything from video games, so I'm just gonna take a stab in the dark here. But I assume it's kind of like the virtual pet things, you know?
Yeah.
Children don't actually die, they just get really sick and full of poop everywhere, but you can still recover them if you put enough hours into it, right?
That's true, yeah. We had some new Sonic 4 screenshots. Did you get a chance to see those?
Tim, please.
Have you heard of Sonic before?
Please. I mean, yes, I have.
Remember the blue guy with the red shoes?
Faintly. You know, the memories, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I thought the screenshots looked all right.
Yeah, there was nothing too exciting, but finally, Jamie Foxx is playing a white guy in a video game-related movie.
Really?
Kanan Lynch, he's playing Lynch, a white guy with long hair. Not sure how that works.
Is that one of the things where they pull him in for a certain role, and they're like, actually, why don't you read some of these lines real quick?
Yeah,
you
know? Exactly. Well, I've heard some theories about, in action movies, the black guy's like always the first one to die, you know, and he's kind of comic relief, and he says things like, that is whack, you know?
Or do they say things like, drop it like it's hot?
Yeah. In action movies, a lot of times it's some rapper, right, that's playing the part, you
like
know?
Ice-T.
Mm-hmm. And
I'm trying to remember some of my favorite movies. So I think it was like a Halloween, like at the end, he's like, trick or treat, mother effer.
I love that stuff.
And then kills him, you know? It's like, oh my gosh. Yes. What? We need to find like the top 10, like, you know. Yeah, there's like this Arnold Schwarzenegger movie where it's like, but when are you going to kill me? And he says, no.
Yes.
Oh, so great. Oh my goodness.
Oh, gotta love B movies.
Well, are we done with this first segment yet?
Yeah, one last thing. Okay, the biggest news in the last couple weeks. PlayStation Move was announced. I don't know, Ray. I mean, maybe this motion fad is past me, but I'm not terribly excited.
Well, I'll tell you how I feel about it, of course. There's my intro, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Every conversation needs an intro from Ray now, apparently. Motion control right now has a tinge of kiddie. You know, and silly. And for me, it's like Sony needs to show something new that says, look, we're not playing around with motion technology anymore. We're taking it to a whole nother level right there. OK. And unfortunately, what they showed me was like, oh, hey, here's some more fun games to play with your family at Thanksgiving. You know, like,
that's the thing is Wii Motion Plus does things that the Wii Remote doesn't do. And yet, where are all the Wii Motion Plus games that are supposed to make the Wii so much more fun? I just don't see it.
We're spending a little bit more time on important things like sitting on your balance board and moving it left and right.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It seemed so much of a ripoff. In fact,
yes, absolutely.
When I see the controller, I think of them in a meeting like, okay, the only problem with this controller is it looks exactly like a Wii remote.
Yes.
What should we do? Well, let's stick a ping pong ball on top of it. I mean, that makes it really different, you know?
In my opinion, it's nice to see any new controller from Sony because I've been sick of their freaking DualShock 18.
I gotta say, I love the DualShock. It's way better.
See,
to
and
me
I
than...
completely disagree. That is like my most hated controller.
Wow.
But that is another topic for another day, by all means. But
and for $100, you know, for one controller and a camera,
it's not gonna fly.
It's kind of like the whole Guitar Hero thing. Like, how many times am I gonna buy another guitar and another game and another drum set? You know,
three. Just to let you know,
that's all. Yeah, we'll see if there's anything so compelling that I have to buy it, but I just don't see it.
You know what, Tim? We did get a number of calls while we were gone for those 2 weeks. What do you say we go ahead and play number 7?
Let's do it.
Hey, guys. This is Squiss4444, and I have yet to rise from my grave, but that's besides the point. For the podcast, can't we do a Tim's Take Live? I don't know. Maybe the Big Daddy Gamer, or just the Daddy Gamer of Vanilla? I hope to see at least something next week.
Well, what do you think, Tim? Do you think we can get a Tim's Take Live from you while I'm away?
That happened last week.
Dang it.
The thing is, yeah, I put it together like a 4-hour Tim's Take, and then I lost the audio file, so I didn't get to put it up. It was really disappointing.
Yeah, I bet.
Because I spent so much time on it.
Do you think in our 2B start, dare I say, legacy, we will ever have...
do not say that. You're not allowed to say the legacy.
Okay. In our 2-piece start, what do you want to call it? Shindig?
Hobby?
Garbage disposal? That we would ever have a Tim's Take Live episode? Because I've done one with just me, so
right.
You know, we need to balance the force a little here.
I'd have to have something I'd really want to do.
Yeah, which is nothing. Which is why you would need to make something you would need to do. I would need to give you a task.
Splice together some audio to make you sound racist.
But see, that'll take work.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Yeah, I understand.
Can you just say a bunch of racist things for me to...
Well, what about child labor? Can you get Lily to do that?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, speaking of me being out for a week and Tim taking over, for this episode's Comic Talk, we have two comics to go after.
Let's start with Heartman. This was painful.
That was a scary night because we talked until, 11 p.m.?
Yeah, almost midnight. We had a thought of an idea that afternoon, and then we scrapped it saying it's just not going to work. And then
now let's go over some of these ideas because we went through many. Now, originally, we wanted to do a Mega Man 10 specific joke. And in Mega Man 10, there is a robot virus going around called Roboenza.
Oh, yes.
And all the robots are becoming sick. And Dr. Wily is like, hey, I've got the antidote. All you have to do is come work for me, you know, and I'll give it to you for free sort of
thing.
Yeah,
I mean, because of the whole healthcare debate, we thought that'd be a fun way to tie in, you know, politics with the plot of Mega Man 10 where...
Right, yeah. It's like, hey, you know, here's your free health. You know, basically it was going to be like Wily telling his robots to all go out and fight, you know, and then like... Behind him, there's like an 8-bit Obama in the shadows, and he's like, "Are you sure this is the only way to get universal health care?" You know, like something to that effect. We're like, "Well, that's kind of funny," you know. And then we're like, "Well, what if each robot is sent on a very specific task?"
Was it Solar Man was gonna like make the world hotter?
Right, yeah, he's in charge of global warming, you know, and Chill Man's in charge of global cooling. And it's like, well, how about Commando Man? And he's like, hey, like I'm already out here in the field. Like, why don't you pull out? You know, we don't want more wars right now. Why don't you get back? You know. So we had all these little things that we started thinking about, but we're like, well, how do we put Strike Man into that? You know,
right?
Like, are workers on strike or what?
It just didn't seem to pan out. So
I felt strongly that we should do a comic about you got. Something. Well, what if, you know, Wily creates a virus robot and that's his way of killing Mega Man is you kill Virus Man. It's like you got a virus and then he's dead.
We were like, what are all the STDs we could go over? You know, we're like, venereal disease man. I mean,
I know one that my second favorite of our choices was Postman. And when you kill him, it's right. Like, you've got mail.
Yes.
But it's just so silly. I mean, it's like, but we were like, well, hey, after, hey, no cutting with Cut Man joke. I mean, is that really any worse? You know, like we could keep that thing going.
We had a couple real people. We had Ashton Kutcher, a robot version.
Punked.
Yeah, you got punked. We had Gene Hackman, like you got hacked. It kind of went into left field a little bit.
Because my roommate was like, hey, how about you do Gay Man? You know, and maybe like you got AIDS or something.
Oh,
and I'm like,
right. Yeah.
I'm like,
see,
all right, well,
I've forgotten all this stuff. Yeah.
I know. And I'm like, no, thanks. I'm not really crazy about doing a gay man joke, you know? So I'm like, I'm curious to see what Tim comes up with, you know, while I'm gone for an hour and a half. You know? So I come back home and I load up, you know, Google Wave, and Tim's like, okay, gay man, check this out. I'm like, what? This is what you got after an hour and a half is gay? You're like, no. See, it'll be game man.
Well, so the idea was the robot was born while he's like, welcome to the world, gay man. He's like, wait, I'm gay, like, but right. he's telling him he's game man because he doesn't know who he is, right?
Yeah.
Like, wait, I'm gay, like I don't feel. And then he'd say something like, you know, go after Mega Man. He's like, I'm not really attracted to Mega
right.
Man,
right?
You know, so there was definitely something there, and there was more.
And you were like, well, and they could be like, you know, well, don't
way,
I have a choice
or...
in this? Like,
yes,
no,
yeah.
You were created this way, you know.
Yeah,
or so,
it's
like,
part of your robot DNA, you know. I mean,
yeah. And if you can see the Google Wave, because you had posted that, and my response was, hey, give me a call when you have a chance.
I mean, I felt strongly that it was a very funny.
Yes, but I'm saying I still felt strongly myself that it would work better as an audio joke.
Yeah, you're right. Right.
As a written joke, it's kind of like the hey, what do you get when you cross a rhino with an elephant? You know, it's like elephino. Like, oh, now try writing that. You know, well, how do you write that? Well,
exactly.
Depending on how, yeah, forget it. So it worked out. I got it done in a couple hours, and you know, I would have put more work into it, but then it just friggin' took off. Like no one's business.
What's funny is nobody, you know, when people saw that you got a new weapon, Heart Attack, they didn't get what was going to happen. And I think that's natural because you see you're playing Heart Man, you know the name of the comic, you see the hearts, you get a weapon, it's called Heart Attack. You just don't make that connection right away.
Right.
And when you see him dead, that's the kind of joke that I would love to do more often is all the pieces are there before you get to the punchline. And when you get to the punchline, there's this realization of what happened before just sets you up and you missed it. It's like, oh, man, that is great, you know? And that happened with a lot of people, so...
I mean, Twitter flew off with it. We got tons of hits on everything else. I can't even remember, but...
StumbleUpon picked it up big time, and...
Yes.
So it's weird, you know? This is why we keep doing what we're doing, because as agonizing as that evening was, it turned out to be a highly regarded comic, so...
Yeah, yeah. And I've slowly come to appreciate it more and more, so I'll have to say success.
Success! I would as well.
And now, that takes us right... Oh, go ahead. You're doing a segue. I like that, Tim.
I was going for it, but you kind of cut me off, so...
I just don't have a lot of faith in you.
So, this takes us to a very different comic. Also didn't take very long to do, but for a different reason. A Tim's Take, our fourth Tim's Take. Tim's Take taken too far. And Ray, what are your thoughts?
I like the Magnify thing myself. I mean,
cool.
That's when I was like, this is good. Like, this has a reason for existing now. That was a good moment. But, you know, a lot of people do have questions about that last panel. We've got the Tetris piece and Pac-Man are like flipped or whatever, right?
Yeah, you know, what happened was...
You wanted to make the worst comic ever and that was your way of doing it. Just say it.
No, I screwed up. So now I got to go back in and flip Tetris by itself, you know?
No. You don't have to go back in. You just need to let it sit.
No, I got to... It's got to be accurate.
What?
It's got to be correct.
All right.
This is why I wanted you to fix the sixth finger issue on that comic
back
in the day. I have a real problem with certain things.
Yeah.
I actually had a lot of fun making this comic because I didn't know what the joke was going to be. Like, I let my artwork... determine the direction of the joke.
Uh-huh. I like
so,
that.
So
that's
I
good.
Made his first leg. I'm like, oh, that's really nice and square. And then I made the second leg. It's this like crooked, deflated looking thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's the joke. And so I continued from there. Like, oh, I screwed up his leg. Like he can't jump. And
originally, when I proposed you even do a Tim's Take 1 back when we used to be good, well, I was thinking what we could do is have two tabs for the comic. One's my comic and one's your version of it. And your version could be the crappy one that might go a different direction with the joke.
That would be a lot of fun. And I like throwing in the old jokes, you know, with the other characters at the end.
But instead of them being hidden details, they just sit there.
Well, there's no way to hide them.
They just shout everything at you. It's awesome.
Yeah, so...
They just show up out of nowhere, like, hey.
Well, they're like at his funeral or something, okay?
By the way, success or failure?
I'd say success for being a Tim's Take.
Success!
You know.
Yeah. I'm going to say failure just because we didn't have an actual strip.
Failure.
Yeah, well, that's just life, you know.
Well, for every great comic comes great comments. This week's suggestion box was no different. My comment of the week is going to go to a Grave Riser, because we have a lot of those, and I thought this one was quite excellent. It is Joni from Finland. I thought this would be a bad comic because it's a Tim's Take. Hey, no offense. But instead, I ended up laughing for the smallest things in it, oh brother, and decided to finally rise from my grave. It's funny that I've started to look more for the new episodes of To Be Start Live instead of a new comic. I mean... I've been following the comic since the original rejected Wii Channels comic, and started listening to the podcast when they began, and now I'm completely hooked. I didn't even listen to podcasts before you dragged me in. I was just looking for a comic to brighten my mornings and ended up searching the interwebs for another podcast, and in turn finding all new sites and people. It's not like I don't like your comics anymore. On the contrary, I like them more than ever. The art style and the jokes have gotten better and better. Well, these Tim's Takes are a bit too... rough for me to enjoy, but other than that, you are probably the only webcomic I follow that keeps me waiting for more every week, but still not as much as I wait for the new podcast to arrive. Keep up the superb work and keep those podcasts coming, even if you decide to stop making the comic at some point.
Very nice.
Yeah, thanks, Johnny. You don't have a comment, do you?
I do.
I heard that pause. You are up to something.
No, you know what I was doing is I was reading through the Tim's Take comments to count, like, how many people liked it that would be annoying to you because, you know, when people look at Tim's Take and they're like, oh, that was great, it's got to hurt you a little bit only because, like...
Every positive Tim's Take comment there is, my hair gets a little lower.
The little ski slope.
Little
becomes,
ski slope.
Becomes
droops,
the emo.
Droops a little more, yeah.
The emo curl or
whatever.
It
hasn't quite covered my left eye, but it's on its way. Gosh. Way to read. I just love recycling old jokes. It's like I can just recycle old jokes and it's funnier than ever. Like, oh, it's funny because he brought it back. I'm just playing the tape again, really. I mean, I could literally just play 3 minutes off the last podcast and it'll be just as good as ever.
That's right. Well, person number three said this. Haha. Okay, and by the way, this is for Hartman, so don't think he's laughing at my joke, Ray, okay? This is one of, to me, your best jokes. As has been said before, visual gags are still pretty darn good. Good job, guys. And probably a stupid request, but I'm really excited for Pokemon Heart Gold and Soul Silver. If you didn't know, they come out this Sunday. I don't want to sound like a jerk, but I think, and probably some other people too, it would be really cool if next Monday's digital topic of the week was those games. But overall, nice job. Keep doing nice jobs and stay good.
Well, thank you very much.
The thing we need to remind people, like the third person here.
Yes.
Is that we are really not into Pokemon.
No.
And so when people ask for Pokemon comics and such,
it's just not going to friggin' happen.
Not going to happen unless it's like biblical, you know? So that's the best we got.
We've been over this 100 times. But the game itself, I'm just not into. I just can't. It bugs me that we can't do more with that game.
Well, and I feel like there have been a lot of Pokemon jokes over the years.
Sure.
So it's the well is somewhat dry in that area. So I don't know, you know.
Well, now we actually did have a Pokemon comic we were thinking about doing, which I guess we still could do. But
the Sonic one?
Yeah. You know, I mean, well, relating to how there's like a, whoa, it's a shadowy, it's a black silhouette of a Pokemon. Like, who's it going to be? What's his name going to be? It's like, I don't know, some other new random Pokemon. what is going to be revealed exactly?
It's a brand new thing. Right?
Like, guess what? And that's the only thing you're ever going to see of it. You're going to see that in the back of its head, okay? And it's going to shake a little bit in the game, and it's going to have a life bar that's going to go down, and it's going to have stats.
It's going to be fully animated.
I just don't get it. It's like, there you go. Okay, there's its name. There's
a picture.
Anyway, enough of that.
Moving on.
Tim, I'm a little disappointed you did not pick a very epic comment that was in the comment section. It was a
super long one.
Yeah, it was
that I didn't want to read. That one? Is that one you're talking about?
Did you find it funny?
Yes, I did.
Yeah,
hey. I kind of forgot about it. I'm sorry.
Right. Well, maybe we should read that at the end of the show.
Sounds good. It was great.
Well, let's do a little bit of
remix. What? Where'd you go?
I'm mixing it up. I'm dropping it like it's hot. With this segment, I mentioned a video game remix favorite of mine, Who Made It and Where You Can Grab It. This week, it's a remix of the PS2's Dark Cloud 2 called Before Everything Happened by Flexstyle. It's a little heavier on the techno side, but still pretty enjoyable, so take a quick listen to this sample. Find this for yourself, just head back to the page you grabbed this episode of 2B Start Live from, or the link is right there for those of you listening to our M4A version of the show. And Tim, I want to mention, you know, as a birthday gift, I am going to be flying out to see you at some point.
Sounds good, yeah.
And we could maybe do a little video podcast or something, you know?
Ooh.
Two of us together. Yeah, watch out. Well, Tim, can I go off topic?
Yes.
There's a lot of popular music out there that I just turn off, you know. Lady Gaga, I'm out.
Right.
There's one song as of late, though, that's been throwing me for a friggin' loop, which is I Got a Feeling. Have you heard this?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, how could you not hear it? Of course. It's on every...
It's everywhere.
You know, the chorus, I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night, right? That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna... It's one of those songs where it's like, hey, we say something that a lot of people could relate to and use and just sing that over and over and over again, it'll become popular. It's like, because they wrote the lyrics, right. Like, therefore, oh, hey, this goes well, we'll use this, because it literally says what's going to be happening
right.
for our TV show or for the party, you know? It's a terrible song, okay? Like, it's a really clang, 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 clang. It's like the lamest MIDI sound I've ever heard. It's like... And this is what people get into, like, oh, yeah, dude, get down. And it's more about creating a feeling than making an actual good song.
Because so I got a feeling.
If someone can just construct something that will bring up emotions, then that will get played. And so I've decided we should combat this. And here's how we're going to do it. This is how you bring down the giant. What you do is you play it at the worst possible times.
During, it's like, sad parts of movies
yes,
and stuff?
Yes, exactly. No, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or like, if you just got in an accident, and then someone, like, pulls out their iPod, like, tonight's gonna be, you know, and like, dude, turn that off. You know, like, dude, get rid of it, right? Or, like, you're at a funeral, and that's the song that starts, right? It's very simple. You just have to play at the right times, and you can...
No one will ever listen to it again.
You can basically demagnetize it. I don't want to hear that. It brings up bad memories.
Yeah, you're right, though. That type of song is just, yeah, create a certain kind of, like, I'm having fun, like, I'm just living life the way I want to live, like a lack of responsibility, yeah. Like, it's just, life is supposed to be fun, and don't
yeah,
mess
yeah.
with it,
and
you
it's,
know?
It's like, and they yet they still manage to fit in Mazel Tov into the lyrics somewhere. Mazel
Tov! Yeah.
And L'chaim. Mazel Tov! The lyrics, dude, they get really deep with the lyrics when they start going, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Really? You're saying the days of the week right now. Like, this is really pathetic. Do you really expect me to party every day of the week?
Absolutely, Ray.
I've learned a lot from rap music. Not only have I learned the different days of the week, but now I know how to spell Fergalicious. Now I know how to spell glamorous. It's like... Sesame Street for adults.
If
you know?
Just read it like as sentences, right? It sounds so ridiculous. Like,
yeah.
Ray, let's paint the town. We'll shut it down. Let's burn the roof, and then we'll do it again. I mean, does that make any sense? But yeah, that's what most people are like, yeah, I just like the beat, you know? It's like, I don't care about the words. But it's like, yeah, but the words say, you know, fill up my cup, Mazel Tov. Look at her dancing. Just take it off.
Hey, watch your language.
And like... I know what you're saying. I mean,
I have a lot about rap music I would like to talk about, but I'm just going to go one more thing. The whistle. Have you noticed this? There's a whistle in lots of rap music.
I don't know. Have I?
I know, because you avoid it. It gets thrown at me from being around other people.
I try to avoid people in general.
Those people.
Quote unquote.
Quote unquote.
Nice voice. But the whistle, it's like literally like a gym teacher whistle, okay? Tweet.
Oh, yeah.
It just shows up in rap songs for no reason.
I don't
and it's
get
like,
it.
You could be in like the most dark, crunk rap song. Like, there's a whistle. I'm like, I want to see the sound designers sitting with the rappers and be like, you know, the mix is coming out well, you guys. It really is, but there's it's something missing. God, what is it? Hey, Charles. Pull out your whistle. That's it. That's the one. That's, dude, mix that in. Every four counts, put that in. Right. Oh, dude, that's so crunk. I just want to see these guys just get down when they put in that whistle. I just want to see the person like, dude, this right here, this one. Choose that. Oh, my gosh.
Just not for me.
You just got that feeling? Well, now it's time to rise from your grave.
Rise from your grave.
Many 2BStart fans tend to lurk behind the shadows.
Too many.
They hide their faces. They continually read our comics, but never leave a single comment. So when 10 of them find the courage to break free from the shackles of silence, we salute
you. We list their names off and move on. There's just too many of you. We can't handle all the zombies. All
right, we'll do four, and the others we'll add on to next week as well. First up is The Kick Awesome. I've been reading for close to 6 months and have heard all of the podcasts and read all of the comics at least 3 times. The highlight of my week is the Monday and Thursday, used to be Wednesday, Grumble Grumble, releases, and you guys never failed to make me laugh. Nice comic, guys. Love the joke on this one. You'll be seeing a lot more of me.
All right. Our next grave riser is Boo Quiz, who says, well, Why is he in my grave today? And I only didn't comment because I couldn't find the right things to post, but it's Tim's take, so nothing can be too bad. How dare I?
How dare you?
And unlike some grave risers, I think a few unseen comics are lurking in the shadows, so I'll have to do as the first panel says and check through the archives and comb them out. As for the podcast, you can only hear enough of Ray's voice until you get a headache.
Ah, so true.
Thanks for the 150 comics of greatness, and hope you had a great green birthday yesterday, Ray. Tingle, tingle, kulu, limpa.
It's only funny because it's true.
We're hitting an hour, Ray. My headache's starting to get bad.
Next up is Kurt. This is why I worry about the people who listen to our podcast three times. Our next grave riser is Curb, who said, "This is certainly a strange but funny comic, and one to grave rise to. I've been following Tubi Start since around July, but I never bothered to comment or post, so here I am, guys." Wow, I was really hoping to have more to say.
All right, and finally, Darkspine22 says, "Hey guys, I think it's time for me to rise from my grave. I discovered your comic from Brawl in the Family, and since then, I have abandoned them and only am a fan
of..." How dare you?
That's not true. "And since then, I have listened to the podcast and read some of the archives. I plan to read them all, though. Also, Ray, do you know of the Sonic character Ray the Squirrel? Because that would make a great nickname. Ray the Squirrel."
Really? Darkspine 22? Really?
Do you really not think he didn't know that?
And I guess that does it for this week.
All right. Well, so, next week we'll see you again, yeah. And see you later, Ray.
Time for the dreaded Doom Awards.
Mwahaha.
Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the most horrendous character Sonic Team has ever created.
Ray the Squirrel. Yes!
Well, nice work. Yeah. Good job, Tim. There's your improv skills sharpened. You can hear it. You can hear it in the form of a whistle blast.
All right, well, my Black Doom is going to go to Microsoft.
Ooh.
On the plus side, they did announce that the 360 will gain USB storage support this year. Mm. In fact, this spring even. And this helps those who have an Xbox Arcade or can't install games because there's no room. And so I'm thinking, this is great. I have a bunch of external hard drives laying around, so just plug one in and I'm good to go. Here's the problem.
Uh-oh.
You can hook up a 1 terabyte hard drive, USB hard drive, to your 360, and then it'll max out at 16 gigs.
Really?
To arbitrarily stop it because, you know why they're doing that? Because, well, if you really want a large hard drive, they want you to pay like $200 for a 10 gig. I mean, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but do you have a 120 gig drive?
I don't know. I don't know what firmware is on my 360. I really don't care about that stuff. I really don't.
You never dusted it off, did you, after I wrote Wash Me in it?
I dusted it off, but there's another layer underneath that.
Yeah. You know, there's 3 USB ports on the thing, so you're thinking, well, I could put like 2 hard drives, so that's like 32 gigs. Oh, I mean the 3, so I can do, 64 gigs or whatever. Oh, well, we're only going to read 2 hard drives.
All right, Tim, here's what I heard. Blah, 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 gigabyte, 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 gigabyte.
All this to say, good try, but coming up short.
So speaking of poor choices for the 360, this one's going to go to Sega. I don't know if you've heard, Tim, but the first downloadable content for Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing was just released.
What was it?
I believe 400 points, basically about $5, I believe. For $5, you can unlock all cars and tracks.
You have got to be kidding me.
I'm not kidding you.
$5 to just cheat and
and oh, here's the worst part, because it's not like Brawl. It's not like you have to do certain things to get certain things. If you play the game, you earn money, and then you get to buy anything with your money. You get to buy songs, tracks, characters, right? So as long as you're playing the game, you get to unlock people. It doesn't take that long, really. I mean,
So the people that are buying this, if there are people that are buying this, are saying, this game sucks so bad that I don't want to spend the time that it will take for me to unlock everything. So
yeah, it's not like beat every level in Mega Man without getting hit. Buy this. You know, it's like, it just disturbs me that this is where we're going with downloadable content. You know, like, oh, hey, we'll set up really ridiculous requirements, and then
people
are going to want to buy.
Watch the ending of the game right now for $5. Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, where's the enjoyment in the game if you can just unlock everything by paying extra money, right?
I'm right there with you, Tim.
I don't
hand in hand, but in an okay way.
kids these days, you know?
Them and their rap music and...
Yeah, we sound really old in this podcast.
They don't understand what real games are like. The trials I went through when I was
back
younger.
Back in my day, the old NES. We had cords going between the console and the controller.
But one thing hasn't changed. What's my old man? One thing hasn't changed, though. Excitebike is still single player.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, boy.
All right, so we're going to wrap up the show with Musical Misfits. Some of the lesser-known video game songs need to be given the spotlight treatment from time to time, and our listeners get to trade off every other week with my suggestion. So this week's song was submitted by John W. It's basically the unknown title screen theme from Paper Mario The Thousand-Year Door. I know. I love that game.
Yes, you do.
You won me over, John W. So that will do it for this edition of 2B Start Live. Remember, you can be the third voice of the show by giving us a call at 740-3P-START. Once again, that's
740-3P-START.
Because 2B Start was already taken. Join us every Thursday for a brand new comic and every Monday for a brand new podcast. Just like the one you heard here, except better. With that, he's Tim.
And he is Ray.
We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Want to read that Daily Mabobber?
Oh boy, sure.
Short on time, are you?
Kind of, but for you, Ray.
All right, here we go. Given the increasing rate of Tim's Take occurrences, one could guesstimate that this will be a continuing trend, and the number of Tim's Take comics will begin to grow exponentially.
In 2 months, another Tim's Take will be posted. Then, another 1 month later. Another in 2 weeks, then 1 week, and so on until Tim is literally posting hourly Tim's Take comics. But would it even stop there?
In order to maintain his constant stream of comics and stream of consciousness scripts, Tim would have to eliminate Ray, likely by texting him during his drive home from work. The distraction would cause Ray to crash, damaging his hands beyond repair. The loss of his hands would inevitably result in him getting fired after having to resort to photoshopping NES sprites using his feet and or nose. That's great.
Tim would also have to quit his full-time job, instead of relying on income from website ads and t-shirt sales to feed his family and pay the bills.
Ooh, that rhymes. We're back in the Christmas rhyme.
Yeah, that's
now.
Right. Because of his hourly comics and constant fan service, the popularity of 2B Start skyrockets, is eventually renamed to TD Start, and brings in enough cash flow for him to afford 30 more pools full of money over the next 2 decades.
Yeah, the phone number will still be 740-3P-START. Over the course of 20 years, Tim would accomplish many things. Have the movie Up banned from every country in the world. Set the world record for simultaneous loudest burp and most cans of Dr. Pepper consumed in one sitting. Save us all from the zombie apocalypse because of his great hatred for grave risers. Update the slim PS3 so that it looks just as shiny as its fat predecessor. Make it illegal to use the word fat. Become an actual character in the new Super Smash Bros. World at War. And so much more.
However, despite his great success, all would not be good in his personal life. His wife, having long ago become disgruntled with his new lifestyle, consumed with Tim's Take comics and money, would become a better gamer than he, and later leave him to pursue a more fulfilling life as a professional Wii Fit and Halo gamer, hitchhiking from tournament to tournament. She would leave him a single note, written on a Cheetos-stained napkin, that simply reads, pwned.
Should have been Doritos, but yes. And his daughter Lily, who will have suffered from complete lack of interaction from her parents due to her new obsessions, will be a jobless high school dropout that sits in her bedroom day and night watching the zip cord invincibility on various hallucinogens. Then one day, when the power goes out, she will stumble into a homicidal rage and destroy everything within a 10-mile radius before being taken into custody after the police distract her with candy and zip cord playing on an iPad 8G.
Let me just say, how dare you say that about my daughter?
No, it's just a prophecy, that's all. Uh-huh, it's going to come true.
No.
So following the loss of his family... Oh, I'm sorry, that's your line.
Following the loss of my family, I will come under attack by bloggers and disgruntled fans claiming that his comic has become too bland and boring, following in the footsteps of Nickel Arcade years before, formerly Penny Arcade, renamed due to inflation. Page hits and sales would plummet, and those that still visit the site would flood the comments with, "This comic used to be good," "Epic fail," and "We're still meh." The pools of money would dry up, so to speak. His SSBWAW character would be exposed as a clone of Ness. Up 2 would be released as the highest grossing movie of all time. The aftershocks of his record-setting burp would cause the massive earthquakes throughout California. The word fat would become what the word Smurf was to the Smurfs.
What? I don't get that joke, so therefore it's not funny.
Well, like, Smurfs always say the word Smurf, right? Because they're like, they're Smurfs.
Gotcha. Yeah, they're Pokemon.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, and worse yet, the Grave Riser would join forces with Musical Misfits into a remix of unheard of proportions.
What would be left of Tim after the rise and fall of his comical empire? Just a man in his beanie, doomed to make feature appearances on shows like The Apprentice, Lost Season 13, because there is no end to the confusion of the awesomeness, and VH1's latest special, Behind the Pixel.
Behind the Pixel would chronicle the careers of Tim and Ray from the beginning of Tupi's start to their emotional reunion on the show. Here's a clip of that beautiful moment.
Hey, Tim. It's been a while.
Too long, man. So sorry about everything, man. I'm so...
You ready for a bombshell? You saved my life that night.
But I was texting you.
I was on a road to destruction. The accident may have crippled me, but I'm alive, aren't I?
Can't we turn off the cameras, dude?
What would happen from there? It's hard to say. Perhaps a 2B start reunion with a special 3-hour-long podcast edited down from 72 hours worth of audio and an official end comic that the fans have been wanting for so long.
True, though both are haunted by the knowledge of loss, it would be a bright bang in which they... Ray, don't be so juvenile. It would be a...
What? What'd I do?
It would be a bright bang in which they could see themselves for a split second before disappearing completely.
Rosebud.
Rosebud, wow.
All right, okay. Well, thank you very much. Hilarious. Thank you very much. Good times.
Thank you so much, and goodbye.